Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we age, our vision tends to become less sharp, but color never changes. Sophie Weiriger, researcher in the Department of Psychological Sciences at the University of Liverpool, explains why our perception of color never changes, even as the rods and cones in our eyes degrade.
From our daily experience, we know that colors don't seem to change a lot over our lifespan. This is in fact quite surprising, since when we get older, our lens becomes yellowish and thereby filtering out most of the bluish light, which should indeed affect the way we see colors. To investigate this phenomenon, we recruited 185 participants aged 18 to 75 years of age with normal color vision. We then tested them on two different tasks. In the first task, we measured their color discrimination performance, that is, how well they could discern the difference between two hues. In the second task, we measured how colors appeared to them. That is, we asked them to choose a patch of light that appeared neither red nor green, or neither yellow nor blue. We found that color discrimination performance deteriorates with age, and this decline is most prevalent for yellowish-bluish hues. In contrast, how colors appeared to the observers remained stable, and there was no difference between the young and the old age groups. How does the brain achieve this stable color perception? Researchers have suggested that the brain recalibrates itself across the lifespan by exploiting constants in our visual environment, such as the sky or the sunlight, as an external calibration standard. This would also explain that, lo and behold, different people perceive colors in a similar way, although we now know that the number of light-sensitive red and green receptors in the retina vary significantly between different people.
That was Sophie Weiriger of the University of Liverpool. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.